Good afternoon. This is Becky Morrison from the Literature and Young Adult Department of your Tacoma Public Library. This afternoon, it is our special pleasure to have as our guest on the show Ralph Chaplin, who is a very well-known artist, author, cartoonist, poet, and thinker here in Northwest, and it is Tacoma's privilege to have him here at the moment. He has an exhibit at the Washington State Historical Society Gallery, one that I think would interest most of us. He calls it a nonconformist exhibition of art and artifacts gleaned from mountaintops, Puget Sound beaches, and the firing line of ideological warfare. One of the most interesting parts of the exhibit, I think, is this Memento to Leschi. Mr. Chaplin, I wonder if you'd tell us just a little about the conception of this.
Well, the thing developed not as a carving or as a sonnet, particularly. It was something in between the two. And I started out to write a sonnet, and I guess I was disturbed or too busy, and I took a notion to whittle, and so we got together four or five pieces of Fox Island driftwood and a piece of sugar pine out of which I carved a thunderbird. And then we mounted the thing together rather decoratively on a slab of Philippine mahogany. And thrusting out of that wilderness came a certain concept about the background, the prehistory of the Indian interrelationship with Tacoma's history. And afterwards, when I saw it, the sonnet part started to grow, and the first thing you know, we had a poem. So that's it.
Did it turn out to be a sonnet?
No, it busted its britches, and so we didn't call it a sonnet anymore and followed through with it.
Well, I'll be looking forward to reading that one. I understand that this is what you might call a hobby show because of the fact that it includes so many different types of things. I wonder if you could give us an idea just what is included in the show.
Well, first of all, an awareness of the visible world and its beauties and all that. And secondly, it has to do, of course, with the pointing up the peculiar, distinct flavor of our Tacoma and our state of Washington. And besides that, it carries along rather aggressively in holding our own as a free nation, a free people, in the present precarious world situation.
I understand that this Memento to Leschi, as well as some of the rest of the show, has some liturgical overtones. How would you explain that?
Well, it isn't difficult to explain nor to understand. It's a question of understanding Western civilization and its component parts. And as a trained artist, I was much interested in the architecture and the literature and the general history of what it took to lead up to Magna Carta and to our own Bill of Rights. And naturally, as long as Western civilization is in the gun sights of international communism, I figured that you had to defend the whole of Western civilization, and I think that included the liturgical stuff out of which Western civilization was largely built.
Well, I think you're right there. I noticed that you brought along several of your poems today, Mr. Chaplin. I wonder if you'd read a few of them for us.
Well, here's one called Footnote to Altitude. Shall I read that?
Yes, please do.
There's something about the mountain and the hazardous upward climb that mocks what men call magnitude and mocks what men call time. And it isn't the crown uplifted, immaculate with snow, flaming rose when the sun goes down, blue in the afterglow. And it isn't the breathless distance that brings man to his knees. It's feeling the mountain's heartbeat ticking off centuries. Men grow tall in the level lands, proud and monstrous wise, but men who toy with mountaintops are whittled down to size.
Well, it certainly fits in our own Northwest, doesn't it? Well, Mr. Chaplin, we were talking about the liturgical aspects of your work, and you've always been a man with goals. I wonder if you've written anything along that line.
Well, here's a sonnet called, What Are These Goals? This is how it reads. Free from the curse of Eden's black eclipse, one with his purpose in eternity, born with a shout of joy upon their lips, thus shall the children of God's city be, not groping guideless through the world's despair, but geared to God's just laws in time and space, finding their ultimate fulfillment there, rich in achievements, richer still in grace. In that world, mother shall conceive with joy, one with the master workman and his plan, secure in peace which hate cannot destroy, one faith, one goal, one brotherhood of man. What are these fleshpot goals for which men strive? Is it enough merely to stay alive? That's it?
That's the sort of thing that Albert Schweitzer would go right along with.
Oh, thanks.
Before we close our show today, Mr. Chaplin, there's one more thing I'd like to ask you. How long is this exhibit to be at the Historical Society?
Well, it will run up to the 7th of next month. That means it's the 6th being Saturday will be the last day, and it would be wonderful if lots of our friends would come over and view the exhibit as a curious and unusual thing, and we'd all be grateful.
I think it's an idea to mention here, too, that as a peace-loving man, it's rather odd that the show should be closing on Pearl Harbor Day. Thanks so much for coming in, Mr. Chaplin.
Thank you. It's been a privilege.